Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Heading out there this afternoon, we certainly have the cloud cover in place. It's going to stick with us the next couple of hours, but we're going to talk about if it moves out in our holiday forecast coming up.
And the man accused of stabbing a woman multiple times in Raleigh appears in court today. What we're learning about their relationship.
And the mayor of Sharpsburg in Edgecombe County arrested for driving while impaired earlier this month. The new information behind the charges. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thank you so much for joining us on your Thursday. Let's start with another bout of crummy weather. Mm-hmm. Just not nice out there. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione will have that in just a second. But we want to give you a live look over Clinton. That damp start to the morning has mostly tapered off, but the clouds, they are sticking around.
Yeah, all the rain is over the past couple of days. Did trigger a flood warning in the area of the Cape Fear River. It is in effect until Sunday night. The river near the William Husk Dam is expected to rise above flood stage, and Cumberland County is asking people to take precautions.
And now, meteorologist Anthony Baglione joins us in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a closer look at this warning and what's ahead for the rest of the area as well, Anthony.
Yeah, guys, we saw this warning come out yesterday evening from the National Weather Service, and because of the rainfall that we have seen, what they're saying is this is likely to rise above flood stage later this afternoon, the Cape Fear River. It encompasses here, it's inside of this green polygon you see going from Cumberland County out of our viewing area. That's where we could see some potential issues, especially right along the river here through the rest of today and as we head into the weekend. Sunday evening is when that expires, so be careful if you're in that direction. We will continue to watch that pretty closely. Our big focus, though, where we have right now, we have the cloud cover, of course, in place. We have not seen this breaking up too much. I think we may see a couple peaks of sunshine this afternoon. As Futurecast is trying to advertise, we may see this kind of scoot on out of here. It is going to take us some time. So again, partly to mostly cloudy, I think, is a pretty good bet for us through the rest of today. We head for highs in the low 60s, but then as we head into the weekend, of course, our forecast turns to all of the New Year's Eve festivities, the New Year's Day festivities. Let's talk about here first night in Raleigh, WRAL's very special event here into New Year's Eve. For the children's events here, the acorn drop right around 7 o'clock or so earlier in the evening, we should see temperatures mainly close to about 50 degrees or so. Partly cloudy skies, no issues with any rainfall or big storm systems. By the time we get closer to midnight, it will be cold. You'll probably want the winter coat if you're still out and about, or if you're cuddled up at home, you're probably going to want to crank the heat up with temperatures mainly in the upper 30s and low 40s. We head into New Year's Day itself, 38 there at 8 o'clock in the morning, 52 at noon, and 54 by the time we get into the afternoon at 4. We're going to walk through this, though, a little bit more slowly the next time we meet and show you if we have any systems on the way and how that first week of 2024 looks, guys, coming up here in a few minutes.
Look forward to that, Anthony. Thanks. In about 90 minutes from now, this man accused of stabbing a woman on Millbrook Road, then trying to get away by hopping a train. Well, he'll be in court. Police arrested James Hunt after looking for him for hours after that attack. The victim, Shanika Williams, is still in serious condition. WRAL's Chelsea Donovan joining us from the Wake County Justice Center with an update on this investigation. Chelsea, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ken. As you mentioned, 51-year-old James Hunt was actually taken into custody at Union Station as he was attempting to board a train to escape his arrest. Now, this arrest came 6 hours after that stabbing incident yesterday afternoon in Raleigh. Now, he was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury. Now, Wake County records show Williams and Hunt married in 2019. Now, last night, an employee of Union Station told WRAL a woman approached her and pleaded for help stopping the train. The woman said a man had stabbed her aunt and was trying to board a plane to, of course, evade police. Now, Hunt is currently in the Wake County Jail under no bond. We're working to learn the condition of Shanika Williams. And, of course, we'll bring you those updates and an update from court in our later newscasts.
So many layers to this story that you'll stay on top of. Chelsea Donovan reporting in Raleigh. Chelsea, thanks.
And WRAL has also learned from Rocky Mount Police that the mayor of Sharpsburg has been charged with driving under the influence. And it's not the first time Mayor Robert Williams has been arrested under these charges. WRAL's Heidi Kirk joins us from Sharpsburg's town hall. Heidi, what do we know so far?
Michelle, good morning. It was actually just this morning that I obtained those documents from the Rocky Mount Police Department that confirm those DUI charges. And like you said, it's not the first time. WRAL has actually reported on this before. Back in 2018, the mayor was jailed for DWI charges just hours after he was elected as mayor. But most voters tell us he should be removed from office. But some say they should keep his job, or they just actually don't care about it. Now, WRAL reached out to the Board of Commissioners, and it's provided the following statement. The town of Charlesburg Board of Commissioners is aware that Mayor Robert Williams was arrested for DWI on December 21st, 2023. The board has no further comment on this time. Now, of course, WRAL is staying on top of this story this morning. We're also working to confirm the outcome of that 2018 case, Michelle.
All right. Heidi Kirk reporting live in Sharpsburg. Thanks, Heidi.
We're following a developing story out of Fayetteville where police are investigating a shots fired call on Ferdham Drive. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. A police officer tells us no one was shot, but officers do have someone in custody. We're working to find out that person's connection to this shots fired call. The incident remains under investigation.
Cary police say a man was shot at after he followed suspected car thieves last night. It happened on Larned Loop. That's where police say individuals were seen going through multiple cars. A neighbor saw them and followed the group in his car to the intersection of Sing Lane and Cary Parkway. When the group realized they were being followed, they shot at the neighbor and drove off. Luckily, nobody was hurt and no arrests have been made. Police are investigating. And we're learning new information in a deadly shooting out of Orange County. Police say 59-year-old Lee Foster died in the shooting that happened on Ferguson Road yesterday afternoon. They say the person who pulled the trigger knew Foster. 54-year-old Darren Downey is charged with second-degree murder. Downey is currently being held in the Orange County Detention Center without bond.
New at noon, two of our area's largest hospital systems are restricting visitor access because of an uptick in respiratory virus cases. First, Duke Health announcing the change this morning. A maximum of just two people will be able to visit patients. Children under 12 cannot enter hospitals without prior approval. Visitors are also urged to wear masks. These rules take effect next Wednesday. Also, UNC Health making a similar announcement earlier this week. The hospital system restricting all children age 11 and younger from inpatient areas and waiting rooms. Visitors with respiratory symptoms cannot enter these areas either. These rules for the UNC Health system take effect next Tuesday.
I'm Dan Haggerty in the WRAL Live Center as we take a live look at the University of Idaho. What you're seeing is the demolition of the home where four students were murdered in November of 2022. This is a symbolic movement today, a moment today, rather. People with the university, a lot of people in that community want to see this home torn down. They say it is an eyesore of a reminder of that heinous day. But it's also a bit controversial because this is still an active case without a conviction. In fact, two of the victims' family members asked prosecutors and the city and university to postpone this until a conviction is made. A lot of people might not know this, but oftentimes in murder trials, the jury will take essentially a field trip sometimes to the scene of the crime to get a better idea and to contextualize some of the arguments that they are hearing. Of course, in this case, that can no longer happen. The suspect in this situation, in these murders, Brian Koberger, has pleaded not guilty. And right now, the prosecution is aiming for a trial date of the summer of this upcoming year, 2024. Guys.
All right, Dan, thanks for that update. The price of food at restaurants rose more than 5% in November year over year. It's still a mixed bag when it comes to the price of food across the board. As Brian Webb reports, markets, grocery stores, and restaurants are all working on what to do about it.
This is the Uptown Farmers Market buzzing on a Wednesday morning. Soft music, sunshine, and food from bagels to beets, along with a dash of hope that prices are starting to soften.
I haven't noticed a ton of it coming down just yet, but, you know, super excited if that's the fact. Yeah.
I've been traveling for a while, and I've noticed, like, I forgot how cheap grocery shopping can be, like...
In other countries. Food prices are in limbo. Many staples, like eggs, milk, and chicken, are down. At the same time, overall food prices are up 2.9% since November of last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And some shoppers have picked up a few new habits along the way, you know, to save a buck or two.
I definitely cut coupons on my app at home. So we're from Michigan and we cut coupons that way.
So if I find bacon at a reasonable price, I stock up on that and freeze it.
The inflation rate hit 8% in 2022, and since then, businesses have had to tap dance to keep customers happy while covering costs.
I'll just offer more options, more of a variety. That way, everyone can buy something.
You know, last couple of years, you had to go up a little bit, but it hasn't come down enough to where we can bring them down.
Selling food and drinks can be dicey because consumers are always tuned into prices, even at a farmer's market on a Wednesday morning.
And although prices were higher, the November number was the eighth straight month of decelerating growth.
Well, a mixed opening for Wall Street today, but this noon hour, the numbers are in the green as investors turn their attention to 2024. Right now, you can see the Dow up more than 69 points. The S&P also in positive territory as that index inches ever so closer to an all-time high, and the Nasdaq also in the green this noon hour.
Coming up, once again, you are vowing not to break your New Year's resolution. Coming up, some expert advice on maintaining those 2024 goals.
And speaking of goals, many people will focus their efforts on making sound financial changes. We'll tell you what you can do now to shore up your household budget in 2024.
Plus, Russia's invasion of Ukraine now going on for 22 months. In our next half hour, why the next financial aid package to that country could be the last from the U.S. and what needs to happen to maintain U.S. support for Ukraine.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air, Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.
The new year, just 3 days away, so there's still time to plan that new year's resolution. Trying new things and making changes could be stressful. Psychology experts say there are easier ways. There are ways to make it easier on yourself. You can train your mind, your body, and your schedule to improve your chances of actually accomplishing your new goals. Kevin Yaretsky has a closer look.
Love them or hate them. Setting New Year's resolutions are a tradition many of us take part in.
A resolution is a statement of intention that we're going to change our own behavior.
According to a survey from data company Statista, some of the top New Year's resolutions for Americans in 2024 include saving more money, increasing exercise, eating healthier, and spending more time with family and friends. To help us stay on track, psychology experts say it's important we are mentally prepared for how we will respond to all the change.
That experience has components that are cognitive in nature, have to do with planning, execution, monitoring ourselves. There are pieces that have to do with our emotions, and I think often we're less prepared or less equipped to think clearly about what those emotions are going to be like. And there are social challenges. Other people have perceptions of the changes that we're going to make.
Meanwhile, instead of immediately changing your behaviors on January the 1st,
if I know that I'm going to set some kind of goal for behavior change that I'm tying to the beginning of a new year, I should start before the new year begins, testing out some of the, as I said, cognitive, emotional, and social pieces of what that behavior change is going to mean, so that I can figure out what my pitfalls are going to be.
And because it's normal to feel tired and unmotivated at times,
have a trusted partner that we can kind of bring on board and make sure that they're encouraging us.
That was Kevin Yaretsky reporting. We got a little extra insight on this during WRAL News at 9. A registered dietitian echoes similar advice on what you just heard. It's about creating long-term habits, not making drastic changes overnight.
I think you should think about what is most sustainable and is going to last you not just 1 month, but, you know, throughout the year. So I always tell people, you know, start with hey, like, don't do dry January, because what's going to happen on that 32nd day? You're probably going to be drinking a lot of alcohol. So instead, we want to think about things in aggregate and say, okay, if I'm drinking wine every single night, even if it's just one glass, maybe I'll push to every other night or every third night. And then you see it has not as much charge as it did before, and you're probably able to really sustain that for a longer period of time.
And if your New Year's resolution is to quit smoking, Chatham County Health Department has ways to help. Free virtual classes will begin with an information session January 3rd, followed by 3 meetings. All sessions will be virtual and led by a trained instructor. Participants will also receive 2 weeks' worth of nicotine replacement patches. You can find details to register at the link on your screen. The deadline is tomorrow.
The thing is, dry January is such a popular thing to do.
I know.
Yeah. Well, how about this for an end-of-year bonus? The Powerball jackpot climbing even higher. No one matched all numbers in last night's drawing. That means Saturday night's jackpot worth an estimated $760 million. Someone in North Carolina did win $50,000, so be sure to check your tickets very closely. Let's take a look at the winning numbers. 4, 11, 38, 51, 68, the Powerball 5, the Power Play 3. Best of luck to you. We are definitely winning when it comes to the New Year's Eve celebrations in terms of the weather forecast. Let's bring in meteorologist Anthony Baglio into a conversation. And it's been rather cloudy most of the day, though.
It has been, yeah. I managed to find us, though, some sunshine peeking through right now on our Durham camera. You can see as this approaches some of our western areas, it's going to kind of try and overspread most of the rest of our viewing area. So I do think through the rest of today, we'll manage to get some sunshine in the forecast. New Year's, though, is looking great. We'll talk about that here in just a second. Let's get us outside, though, this afternoon. There's our visible satellite. Just as the name implies, kind of shows what's going on in the atmosphere. What can we see when we look up in a sense. The cloud cover is still really thick for most of us out there, but it's trying to kind of thin out just a little bit from essentially the triangle back to the west. It will continue to kind of get pushed down to the south and east as we go through the rest of today, and that's why I think we'll go for partly to mostly cloudy skies. One thing to talk about, though, here is we do have, of course, we mentioned the flood warning in place for just south of Fayetteville right there. This goes down from Cumberland County down out of our viewing area. It's for the Cape Fear River, so this goes until the time we had Sunday evening, likely to get to flood stage later this afternoon and remain at about that. So just be careful if you're in that direction. There could be some localized flooding and problems potentially, especially along the river right there. Otherwise, though, as we go through the rest of today, no additional rainfall, anything like that of concern. We'll see the clouds continuing to push on out. Through this evening, there's 6, 7 o'clock or so. It should be good if you want to go for a walk and just enjoy the fresh air. It should be nice. We'll see temperatures dipping probably, though, into the cooler, let's say, upper 40s there by the time we get to 8 o'clock. We're at 45 just after midnight. Partly cloudy skies overnight for us, and then we should see more sunshine across the board all day long into tomorrow and then again into our holiday weekend. Our normal's 53 for this time of year. We should hit 60 today. Once that cloud cover gets out of here, we'll allow those temperatures to warm up a little bit. 55 as we head into our Friday, 50 on Saturday. We're at the mid-50 mark there on New Year's Eve, and then 54 into New Year's Day. It will not come with any big storm systems. I'll say if you're traveling here across the state, really most of our part of the country is looking great. You may run into some issues, though. New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, there's some couple storm systems that are bringing some rainfall in that part of the country. Otherwise, here's a look at the next 7. We're at 60 degrees today, a beautiful afternoon once those clouds move on out. 55 on our Friday. We get a cold front coming through late tonight, early tomorrow morning. That will take temperatures down just a touch there into Saturday at 50. Morning temperatures there, very cold. Sunday morning, waking up at 30. By the time we get to midnight, temperatures upper 30s and low 40s. It will be chilly, so just plan for that, but otherwise looks nice. 54 New Year's Day. We're at 51 there on Tuesday. 55 by the time we get into Wednesday, guys. So on the whole, really liking this holiday forecast. I have zero rain chances, zero snow chances, anything like that in the forecast right now.
All right, Dan Haggerty back here in the WRL Live Center. Question for you. Anybody at home got the coughing, sneezing, runny nose, that sort of thing? We're getting the new numbers in from the state right now with COVID and flu, and both are seeing an increase. You're looking right now at the number of people going to the emergency room with COVID-like symptoms. So if you look right over here, we're seeing just a small uptick, so nothing too concerning there. But as we take a look at the next slide here and what they're dealing with as far as flu is concerned, you don't need to be a mathematician to understand this line right here. That is flu symptoms, people at the emergency department with flu symptoms, a dramatic spike. And also keep this in mind, these are only numbers through the 16th. So we just had a bunch of people getting together over the holidays. Typically, and if you look right here, so this is the beginning of 2022 here. This is what we haven't seen yet. So these numbers will come out in the next couple of weeks. But last year, that is where we typically see the largest spike for COVID symptoms and flu symptoms. So be safe. Make sure that people are healthy. Staying home if you're not feeling well. We know all the precautions at this point. We'll keep an eye on the numbers. In the meantime, let's send it back into the studio, guys.
Some good advice, Dan. Thanks. So here's a look at some of the stories we're tracking for our evening news. Hospitals all across our area are changing their visitation rules to combat the spread of respiratory viruses. Dan just went over them aptly. Today on our News at 5, we'll take you inside one hospital that's bringing back masking.
And the nation's first independent VinFast dealership opens today in Cary. Chris Lovingood takes us along for a test drive when you join us for our news at 6. And coming up at noon, the past year has been hard on many Americans' wallets. Tips from an expert on reaching your financial goals in the new year.
Also, Apple Watch is back on store shelves, an online retailer closing down, and ads on a popular streaming service. The news making headlines in Money Matters just ahead. Our new news continues now. A new study finds 2/3 of Americans plan on making a financial resolution for the new year. It comes as inflation takes a toll on household budgets. Inflation has slowed over the last several months, but prices are still high. Earlier this morning in WRL News at 9 on Fox 50, we asked an expert what people can do right now to meet their financial goals in the new year, whether or not inflation slows. He says it's important to invest and do it fast.
$1,000 invested per month for 30 years at a historical market returns will yield around $3.2 million. If you wait just five years, everything else being the same, you're going to have $1.3 million. So waiting 5 years costs you $1 million. The problem is people aren't seeing this impact because it's an opportunity cost loss. It's not out of their pocket. So therefore, it's a lot easier to let that go by and not recognize it.
Sobering numbers there. Schlagbaum also suggests getting financially educated and automating your bills and debt payments.
And now to some more money headlines. Apple scores a legal win, putting its new smartwatches back on the shelves for now. And Amazon Prime members will soon have to pay to keep the ads at bay. Aaron Rial breaks it all down.
A big legal victory for Apple as it fights to sell its newest smartwatch models here in the U.S. A federal appeals court has temporarily paused an import ban against the tech giant. Apple had to stop selling its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches after the International Trade Commission claimed the device's technology infringed on intellectual property from Masimo, a medical tech company. On Monday, the Biden administration declined to reverse the ban, halting sales of those watch models. The ITC has until January 10th to respond to the federal court's ruling. Apple says it has resumed sales of the smartwatches in stores and online starting today. Popular online retailer Zulily is shutting down. The business management company overseeing the closure cited a, quote, challenging business environment and financial instability as reasons behind Zulily's decision. The retailer will wind down operations shortly after the new year, and customers can expect orders to be fulfilled or refunded by January 22nd. The Seattle-based company, which specializes in women's and children's clothing, launched in 2010, went public in 2013, and at one point was valued at approximately $9 billion. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. And Amazon Prime customers, listen up. The ads are coming. I'm very sorry, but starting January 29th, ads will now appear while Prime members stream their favorite shows and movies. The company initially announced plans to bring commercials to Prime Video earlier this fall. Amazon says the ads will allow for the company to continue investing in compelling content for the foreseeable future. Customers can avoid the ads by paying $3 a month for the ad-free subscription. Other streaming platforms such as Netflix, Hulu, and Disney Plus have already introduced similar tiered subscription models. And those are your business headlines. I'm Aaron Rial at the NASDAQ market site.
Coming up next, the Biden administration commits millions more dollars toward the war in Ukraine. But could it be the last aid package for a while? The debate lawmakers face in the new year.
Also in our next half hour, how did U.S. Airlines fare this holiday season compared to last year? We'll show you the numbers over the last few days.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
An investigation is underway in Goldsboro after officers responded to a shot spotter alert at a mini mart. Officers got the call around 8:40 last night. Police say two people with guns robbed the DNC mini mart on Elm Street. Investigators say the suspected thieves made contact with the store owners and an employee. Shots were fired, but no one was hurt.
VinFast's electric cars have made their way all the way from Vietnam to Cary. And right now, Leith VinFast has vehicles in its lot, and today they will go on sale. The dealership is the first in the state to sell VinFast vehicles and the first non-factory-owned dealership in the entire country. Right now, they have two models of the VF8, an Echo model and a Plus model. The major VinFast manufacturing plant in Chatham County is expected to produce about 150,000 vehicles every year. That's when it's completed in 2025. This dealership will also offer any repairs, maintenance, or parts needed for their vehicles.
An Elon University women's basketball player is out of the ICU after a serious crash last Friday. Ava LaRue was moved to a regular bed in the hospital to continue her recovery. LaRue is a freshman at Elon. She was hospitalized after a serious crash while on winter break in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The cause of that crash is still unknown. If your holiday plans take you out into North Carolina's beautiful nature scenes, wildlife officials want you to be aware. Bertie County Sheriff's Office, along with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission, are looking for a person who is impersonating a wildlife officer. At least two reports have come in where a man impersonated an officer in a public setting. The first was in Piscataway County on December 22nd. The second was in Bertie County yesterday. In both instances, the man was wearing green pants and shirts, and he was investigating a trespassing report. The man is described as driving a green truck with yellow writing on the flood. If you see any suspicious characters, you're asked to contact police.
The Biden administration has announced another $250 million in aid for Ukraine. It is the 54th aid package from the U.S. as the war reaches its 22nd month. As David Spunt reports, unless Congress passes more funding, this latest package could be the last.
In Ukraine's port city of Kherson, new images reveal widespread destruction, including buildings, homes, and the city's nearby train station. Earlier this week, Russian forces sent dozens of attack drones in an overnight strike, killing at least two people. In an announcement from the State Department, the U.S. unveiled its final military aid package for Ukraine this year. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will provide up to $250 million of arms and equipment under previously directed drawdowns, including air defense munitions and over 15 million rounds of ammunition.
This is not charity. This is not only something we do to support Ukraine. We do it because it is an investment in our own security.
But this could be the final aid package given to Ukraine by the United States, unless Congress approves the president's latest funding requests. The Biden administration wants more than $60 billion in additional aid for Ukraine. The legislation is currently stalled as negotiators work to find a compromise on border security and immigration policy, a hot topic on the campaign trail.
But I think we need to give them the equipment and the ammunition to win.
That was David Spunt reporting. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that he remains hopeful an agreement will be ready for a quick vote when the Senate returns next month.
Gypsy Blanchard, the Missouri woman who conspired to kill her abusive mother after being forced for years to pretend she was disabled, was released from prison earlier this morning. You may remember her story from the HBO documentary Mommy Dead and Dearest or the Hulu hit show The Act. The 32-year-old has been serving a 10-year sentence in a Missouri prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder in 2015 in the death of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard. Dee Dee forced her daughter to undergo at least 30 unnecessary medical procedures as part of a fraud scheme. Gypsy's boyfriend, Nicholas Gutajohn, was also convicted of stabbing Dee Dee to death. Gypsy Blanchard testified at his trial that she talked him into murdering her mom because she thought that was her only way out.
U.S. airlines seem to be delivering big improvements over the past week compared to the last week of 2022. Data from FlightAware shows U.S. carriers have canceled less than 1% of all flights over the past week. Delays aren't so bad either. So far, Southwest Airlines has delayed the most flights of any U.S. airline during the holiday rush, about one in four flights. Only 2% of Southwest flights have been canceled over the same period. It's much different from the last 10 days of 2022, though, when Southwest schedule meltdown caused nearly 17,000 flight cancellations. The 10-day peak travel period this year is likely to be the busiest ever at U.S. airports, with more than 7.5 million travelers. And gas prices have gone up and down over the last few years. Coming up next, Gas Buddy shares their gas price forecast for next year.
And the storm that brought winter weather to the Plains states takes aim at the Northeast. What we can expect in the days ahead. Our team is working to bring you exclusive stories of coverage you find only on WRAL. Visit WRAL.com and search only. Rewards programs based on miles are coming to an end for several airlines. Starting next year, some U.S.-based airlines will start rewarding customers for how much they spend rather than how many miles they fly. Delta Airlines is one of the last major airlines to move to dollar-based programs, while smaller companies such as Alaska, Frontier, and Hawaiian Airlines will still offer rewards for miles flown. Travel experts say airlines have decided dollar-based rewards are a better indicator of loyalty.
Some good news looking ahead to 2024. Gasoline prices will drop for the second year in a row. That's according to projections from Gas Buddy. The company predicts Americans will spend $32 billion less at the pump next year, with per gallon prices expected to average around $3.38.
Beer makers had their worst year in two decades during 2023, and things aren't looking up next year. A report from beer marketer Insight found U.S. shipments of beer dropped 5% during the first 9 months of 2023. Bud Light had the worst decline in sales. The report found consumer preferences is leading the hit to sales, with more people turning to non-alcoholic options.
Make sure to bring some pennies to Wendy's to celebrate National Bacon Day. All you need is a penny. The fast food chain is offering junior bacon cheeseburgers for 1 cent starting this Saturday until January 2nd. Customers can only use the deal once per order, and it cannot be used with other offers or meals. To get the deal, you have to order another item through the Wendy's app. That's a pretty good deal, though. The newest series on Disney Plus is now one of the most successful series in the streaming service's history. The first three episodes of Percy Jackson and the Olympians premiered with big numbers. The show is a screen adaptation of the popular book series. Variety says it brought in 13.3 million viewers in its first 6 days, which makes it the most watched premiere of all time for Disney branded television. Coming up, an important update for respiratory virus season. If you use an inhaler, this one from GSK will soon come off the shelves. What doctors say you need to know coming up next.
And the winter storms start heading east. The number of people facing a flood threat in the coming days. The migrant caravan heading to the U.S. southern border could keep growing. In just the last few days, it went from about 6,000 to 8,000 people. While federal officials met in Mexico City yesterday to discuss solutions, a group of mayors held a meeting of their own. Well, just hours after top Biden administration officials met with the president of Mexico, another bus carrying migrants arrived in New York City. Democratic mayors in several cities, including New York, know the buses sent by Republican governors in border states will keep coming.
We expect the surge to intensify in the coming days and weeks.
We cannot do this alone. We need more support from the federal government.
All this is Mexico pressing U.S. officials to spend more money in Central and South America to improve conditions that push people toward the U.S.
Unless we can stop this flow through Mexico, our resources are overwhelmed. And that is, you know, even after we spend billions on border security.
President Biden saying he's open to significant compromise with Republicans' border policy in exchange for increased funding to help Israel and Ukraine in their wars. Well, doctors are warning asthma patients about a big change coming to inhalers. Starting January 1st, the asthma inhaler Flovent made by GSK will disappear from pharmacy store shelves. Physicians say a generic version will take its place and work just as well. The problem is it doesn't appear to be covered as widely by insurance companies. Doctors are urging patients to take action now to get new prescriptions if needed and sort out coverage issues, especially during respiratory virus season.
Blizzard conditions and ice slammed the central U.S. this week. This is video of the winter weather in South Dakota. And as we head toward the weekend, that same system threatens parts of the eastern U.S. As Reed Binion reports, a flood watch is in effect for more than 10 million people across the Northeast.
We continue to have new problems that arise. So we'll fix one area and another problem shows up.
Crews from no less than 8 power companies are still working to restore electricity in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota after a Christmas week ice storm toppled hundreds of power poles there.
There's a lot of power lines that are down. It's going to take a long time to put those back up. So time, it's going to take a lot more time than we originally thought.
For some customers, the lights may not be on again until this weekend. For others, it might not be until next week.
Our entire crews have been out working. We have a lot of support staff out there doing assessments, you know, so it's really unknown at this point how long it will take to restore all of the members.
Meanwhile, in South Dakota, snow cleanup is underway after the winter wallop created hazardous road conditions this week. Colorado also getting hit with a wintry blast that made road travel treacherous. The severe winter weather that swept across the plains, upper Midwest, and up into the Northeast is also adding to air travel headaches during one of the year's busiest weeks. I'm Reed Binion reporting.
And luckily, we are not getting any of that weather here right now. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione standing by in the WREL Severe Weather Center with the big picture, Anthony.
Yeah, certainly that system, of course, has been causing some big time issues. We are not going to see that. And I'm really liking our forecast as we head into the holiday weekend. We just should be pretty calm. But let's talk about kind of the big picture here, of course, and show you what's going on. We have this cold front that's currently situated across the western parts of the state. That may cross as we head late tonight, early tomorrow morning. As the name implies, it'll bring slightly cooler temperatures, but it's not going to be a big deal for us. This low pressure system that's back towards Chicago, that is funneling some snow, some rain, a mess here in that part of the country, and we're going to watch that continue to push off to the east. Where we sit currently, temperatures are relatively comfortable. We're at 57 Raleigh, 57 Durham, 53 there, Fayetteville, Southern Pines. Everyone seeing relatively comfortable temperatures. We're going to try and get some sunshine. I know we've had the cloud cover this morning. You probably walked outside and thought, oh, it doesn't feel like the best day for us. There's the sunshine, though, trying to make a return in Durham. That will potentially push across the rest of our viewing area here as we go through the rest of today. There's Futurecast. It really is doing a pretty good job, I think, of advertising that. Clouds for the next couple of hours. By the time we get, let's say, 3 o'clock onward, I think a lot of us will be seeing some sunshine. Then heading into this evening, just a few clouds, but we should be good to go. We'll top out right about 60 for afternoon high temperatures today. Anything going on this evening, you should be fine. If you're headed out traveling, it should be in good shape. We will, though, get a little bit chilly, 45 there after midnight. Anything this evening, you may want that light jacket or sweatshirt. We do have a couple football games to talk about, at least one big one that's happening tonight. NC State versus Kansas State. This is the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I had to kind of make a Pop-Tarts looking sort of graphic there. So they're playing tonight, 545. Orlando, temperatures in the 60s. So a little bit cool for this time of the year down there. Should be feeling beautiful, though, 59 at 8 o'clock and a very dry forecast. Hopefully they can pull out that win against Kansas State. Our forecast back here at home for New Year's, we're at 55, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day at 56. There'll be a little bit more cloud cover, kind of like what we're seeing today, probably as we head into New Year's Day itself. I do not expect any rainfall, anything of concern for us. So traveling, green, 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 times about 5. I love it when we can say that. Everyone in the check marks there across our state. Again, if you're traveling to maybe Chicago, New York, you may have some delays with those systems up to our north, but we in this state are looking pretty good. Otherwise, here's a look at the next 7. We time out the temperatures going down a little bit with that cold front here into the weekend. 60 today. We're at 55 tomorrow, dropping to 50 on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy skies to start the weekend. By the time we get, let's say, right around midnight, we should be 39, 40 degrees or so. It will be chilly, but feeling very festive for this time of year. And then, guys, we go into the low to mid 50s next week. So I'm really liking the forecast. Thankfully, travel's good. It will feel like the holidays. And then we head into the first week of January in the 50s.
That sounds good to me. Thanks, Anthony. Baths of mayonnaise and eggnog. Coming up next, the bizarre ways that football teams celebrated bowl victories yesterday and how the WREL sports team got in on the fun. As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. 51-year-old James Hunt is in court today in connection with yesterday afternoon's stabbing on Millbrook Road. Wake County records show that Hunt and the stabbing victim, Shanika Williams, were married in 2019. Hunt is charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury.
Rocky Mount Police arresting Sharpsburg Mayor Robert Williams a second time for driving under the influence. This one happened on December 22nd. Now, the mayor was arrested in May of 2018 with the DWRA hours after his electoral win. We're working to learn whether Williams was convicted in connection to that 2018 charge. Mayor Williams is scheduled to be back in court in February.
Cape Fear Valley Health is updating its masking policy due to the rise in flu, RSV, and COVID cases. Starting today, all patients and visitors in the emergency department will be required to wear a mask. Visitors will not be allowed in the adult ER waiting room unless the patient is 65 or older.
And once again, UNC could not get a win in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. It's the second time Carolina has played in that bowl in the last 3 years. This time they lost to West Virginia 30-10. The score may have been a bit overshadowed by the game's iconic tradition when Mountaineers coach Neil Brown got a victory Mayo bath. There you see it right there. And of course, WRS Pat Walter and Chris Lee couldn't leave Charlotte without a little Mayo bath of their own.
And you know what, Chris? I just can't leave Charlotte without at least tasting a Mayo Bowl victory.
Well, you can have the bath yourself, Pat. I mean, I think this works out. It's good for your hair. It exfoliates your skin. Like, it looks good.
Oh, my God.
How does that taste?
Twangy.
Where did Chris get all that info about what Duke's Mayo can do for your skin?
He's making it up.
He's totally making
100%.
That up. So what is it with strange bowl victory baths? USC won the Holiday Bowl beating Louisville, and this is how they celebrated, dumping eggnog on Lincoln Riley, the Trojans head coach, of course.
You wouldn't mind that, Ken. You love eggnog.
Love
you would
eggnog.
Open up your mouth and they would just dump it right on top of your head.
I'll take it. Hold the mayo. Give me the eggnog.
Give me the eggnog.
All about eggnog.
I love it. All right, well, NC State and Kansas State face off in the Pop-Tarts Bowl today. Casey Hintz is in Orlando. She'll have coverage throughout the day today. And as we get ready to ring in 2024, we're your home for WREL First Night Raleigh. Expanded coverage of all the fun starts Sunday at 10 p.m. on Fox 50. Our coverage will continue straight through the midnight acorn drop and fireworks. You can also watch the acorn drop on WREL right after Sunday Night Football.
And shaping up to be a beautiful first night celebration weather-wise as well. With colder temperatures on the way, though, we will all need to bundle up. You can help a family in your area stay warm this winter. You can still donate to the Coats for the Children campaign through December 31st. Scan the QR code right there on your screen or visit WREL.com/coats. You can also drop off a new or gently used coat, hats, and gloves at your neighborhood Jiffy Lube.
Our pet of the day on this Thursday comes from the SPCA of Wake County. Meet Coco. She is looking for a second chance at family after her previous owner sadly passed away. She's 11 years old. She would do great with a cat-savvy adopter who will be patient and loving with her as she adjusts to all these sudden changes. Coco has lived with cats before, so she may not mind having some feline friends in her new home as long as they're a good personality match. Coco is spayed. She's microchipped and fully vaccinated. Her adoption fee is $45. And for more information on Coco, you can visit spcawake.org.
She's ready for a forever
home.
She's
so cute.
Yeah. NBC News Daily is next on WREL, your next local news update in about 30 minutes.
And you can get breaking news updates anytime with our WREL News app. Have a great day.
Keep watching WREL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.